Well, we've been talking about traveling and the Pure Michigan Tour here on the Paul W. Smith Show, and this is about traveling also a little farther than making your way up to Mackinac Island. Nicholas Schmidl is an author. He's a writer for The New Yorker. He writes for, well, The New Yorker, we mentioned, the author of To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. His work has also appeared in The New York Times Magazine, The Atlantic, Slate, Washington Post, many others. And Nicholas has been a National Magazine Award finalist, two-time Livingston Award finalist, winner of the Kurt Schork Award. He currently lives in London with his family, and he is calling in from London to talk about his new book. Good morning, or I think maybe good afternoon to you, Nicholas.
Hey, how's it going? Good afternoon.
It's going well, and I hope that your new book, Test Gods, Virgin Galactic and the Making of a Modern Astronaut, is going well, and it brings up to me a question I've had lately. The only name we're hearing in the space race anymore is Elon Musk. Whatever happened? You mentioned Virgin Galactic. That was Richard Branson. Why are we hearing about Richard and his efforts to get into space and go to the moon and anywhere else they are going to go?
Yeah, well, that's right. So, you know, you mentioned Elon Musk, Richard Branson. I mean, there has been and is still ongoing this space race between several billionaires, Richard Branson, Musk, and Jeff Bezos. And Branson's company, you know, they sort of move in fits and spurts. They progress in fits and spurts. They have a really unique program in the sense that they have a rocket ship, a winged rocket ship that they're trying to fly to space. And they've done it twice, but they've experienced some technical challenges in recent years and have gone quiet. And the fact that Elon Musk has been maintaining this incredible tempo, and look, Elon Musk at this point, is, you know, the guy's a world beater, right? It's hard to sort of it's hard to count him out for doing anything. But what appealed to me about this story with Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson's company is that, unlike these other companies that have up until now been flying uncrewed rockets, Virgin Galactic there are test pilots that are at the controls, and this always felt to me very sort of zany and retro and kind of a throwback to the days of The Right Stuff. And so that's in some ways the spirit of this book, is this capturing this moment, and these pilots who are, you know, have undergone great sacrifice and great sort of, you know, tragedies and triumphs to try and reach where they've gotten to.
You know, it's interesting, Nicholas Schmidl with us, his new book, Test Gods, Virgin Galactic and the Making of a Modern Astronaut. You point out he really is, Richard Branson, has had kind of a old-fashioned approach, an analog approach, if you will, despite the futurism of Spaceship Two's mission. This is a vehicle that has no autopilot, no automation, I guess, whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, at some point I was talking to one of the pilots about it. I said, you know, this is a Piper Cub, you know, a really kind of a recreational airplane with a rocket motor and stuffed in the back. And the margins for error in this vehicle are extraordinarily slim. And that is in some ways what piqued my interest in October 31st, 2014, when Spaceship Two, the Virgin Galactic spaceship, crashed in the desert and one of the test pilots was killed and the other one survived with great injuries. And I remember seeing the news alert on my phone that day and thinking to myself, wait a second, you know, who knew that there is a private company out in the middle of the California desert owned by a swashbuckling British billionaire that is test flying and supersonic rocket ships? And so that's kind of what brought me to it, was in some ways the man in the loop. And while that is what I found compelling about it as a story, it also potentially is what is holding the company back as a business and the viability of the business, which gets back to your point about sort of where they have been. But for the 4 years that I was embedded with this company, I was able to sit in on meetings with the engineers. I went flying with the pilots. I went and got spun around in the centrifuge with them. And it was a reminder of just how real the costs are for them. And I came to it with this really unique perspective, which is that my dad is a fighter pilot. And turns out that my dad was the flight instructor for the lead test pilot of Virgin Galactic some 40 years
ago.
And so I'm not an aviator. I don't come from an aviation background, except that I grew up around airplanes everywhere. My dad, at one point when I started this project, the lead test pilot and I were having drinks at the bar, and he says to me, you remind me of someone. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, you know, I saw this person on TV a couple of days ago talking about the F-35. And that person was a 3-star Marine Corps general. That was my dad. And so it made this story both grand in its ambition, what they're trying to do, but also incredibly personal sort of every step of the way.
You know, it's fascinating. We mentioned, obviously, Richard Branson is a billionaire, but this spaceship, too, has become a money pit. 14 years, 4 casualties, no space flights. And back in 2018, Richard estimated having spent at that point nearly $1 billion on the program. He's well beyond that now. It's fascinating to read about it. Test Gods, Virgin Galactic, and the Making of a Modern Astronaut. It appears SpaceX and Elon Musk will win the space tourism race, but it is a fascinating story and put into focus by Nicholas Schmidl, speaking to us live from London. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
It's our pleasure.